This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Class, it's always a delight to introduce a new instructor to our class at USA Prepares. And I'm delighted to introduce to you Carl Black. He is a U.S. Navy retired. He served on the USS Wisconsin, the USS King, the USS Bainbridge, and other ships as well. He is an extra-class radio operator. Call sign KE0BKI. KE0BKI. Welcome, Carl Black.
Well, thank you. I'm going to try and, in a nutshell, give you an overview of amateur radio and how it's very important for society and just everybody in general, especially in a variety of scenarios that people may or may not have even thought about. So there's so many different types of events that can come up that you may not even think about where amateur radio becomes vitally important. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what you're doing, it can actually interfere with getting somebody vital medical treatment. It can interfere with, you know, somebody's house burning down. It could even cause a plane crash. And these are things that people need to know when they're working with these radios because they're so easily obtainable nowadays. Mm-hmm. Some of the problems we tend to run into nowadays, and they're not, you tend to hear everybody talk about an EMP. Well, what you don't really hear people talk about are solar storms. Well, these are happen on a regular basis, and they're generated from the sun, and they'll disrupt communications across the spectrum. But they're very similar to what an EMP is. The worst one happened back in the 1800s, and it literally burned all the telegraph wires across North America and set fires to buildings and all kinds of things just burned to the ground because of this solar storm. But there's also the potential for terrorist attacks, civilian unrest, which we saw up in Ferguson, Missouri. And then there's this simple fact of infrastructure aging. You know, a lot of the equipment that's out there today is 50, 60, 70 years old, and it's going to break. So amateur radio is, in effect, the backup to all that equipment. You know, so when it breaks, several years back, we had an ice storm here in southeast Missouri where I live, and it broke almost every telephone pole in southeast Missouri. Well, all of your power's on it. All of your phone lines are on it. I mean, literally for weeks, There were places without power, without phone, without any kind of communication. Gas stations didn't even work. And so the only way to communicate was through secondary communication systems, which is what amateur radio is. And that's why it's important to learn this, understand it, and know how to effectively utilize it. And it's not that hard to get certified and qualified.
I'd like to share with our class that one of our instructors is Gordon West, and he is a ham radio operator, and he's written several books on how to do this. And you can learn by getting the Gordon West books. You can learn about amateur radio, and there are three classes. There's the technician class, which is what I am. That's the lowest level. Then you move up to what's called the general class, more experience, more knowledge, and then you go up to the highest level, which is the extra class, which is what Carl Black is. So you are an extra class amateur radio operator, licensed, and you've gone through all of the training necessary and all the studying necessary to take the exams and pass the exams. And you know, there are many thoughts as to, some people are saying, you know what, I don't really care about the license. I don't care about that. If I'll just pick up that radio and, you know, in an emergency, I'm just going to use it. I've got to tell you, if you just pick up a radio and you buy it, you know, on eBay or on Craigslist, and if you think you're just going to hook that thing up and make it work, I think you're going to be surprised, because there's some things you have to learn about antennas. Wouldn't you say?
It's not just the antennas, it's the radios themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of equipment have what are called PL tones. And if you think you're going to talk into another radio and you're not on the right frequencies or modes within the radio, you're not going to talk to anybody. And if you've ordered one of these radios, and incidentally, about 95% of these radios are all made in China now. So you have to take that into consideration. You know, it doesn't matter what the brand name is on them, they're made in China.
Mm-hmm.
So the only company that pretty much is not is Icom. There is one company, but they're mostly commercial, and that's Bridgecom, and they're made right here in Missouri, but they're, from what I've gathered, mostly a commercial company. So they do not necessarily deal with the amateur, but that doesn't mean you can't buy a radio from them. But if you go and buy one of their commercial radios, you may not be talking to anybody because there may not be anybody else on that frequency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you need to have a radio in which you're going to be able to communicate with somebody. It just makes common sense to have the radio that's going to meet the most people. And that's where you have to understand what is the market that is being used today. Most people today, at least in this region, are talking on the 2-meter frequency band in the amateur range. There is a commercial range that's in the 2-meter, but that's your fire, police, hospitals. And if you start interfering with those people, then you're going to possibly get somebody killed. And that's not cool. So you, and on top of that, those frequencies have different characteristics to them that are completely different than what are part of the amateur frequencies. And if you don't understand that, you know, you may just generate issues that you don't even realize you're doing, if you can even get into those frequencies, depending upon the radio you have. There are so many radios out there in the market today, you just have to kind of beware of what you're buying. It's literally buyer beware. You have to investigate the radio, know that it's going to accomplish what you want. You get a little handheld radio that's on 5 watts, and you're over here in southeast Missouri where I'm located, and there's a good chance that unless you get on a repeater, you're not going to talk more than maybe a mile, 2 miles away, even though it may say it can talk up to 25 miles. So, and that's the same kind of problem you have if you get a GRMS or an FRMS. People will buy these things at Walmart or wherever, and they'll think, okay, I got a radio that's going to talk 25 miles, and they'll go off into the woods hunting, thinking, I got a radio that's going to reach out 25 miles, and they're not getting a mile because of the terrain they're in. And that's what they don't understand and what they have to learn about these radios. You've got to learn the characteristics of what you're doing and how they broadcast. You get down in a valley in something, you may never get out of the valley. You're going to have to get up on top of the hill to be able to broadcast. And even then, you may have issues because if nobody's on the channel you're on, nobody's going to hear you. So these are all things you have to take into consideration. There was a guy out in Springfield area. He didn't bother to tell anybody where he was going. He didn't take any radios. He didn't take a compass. And they wound up having to send search parties out for him. And they literally walked within 100 yards where this guy was. And they missed him. And these were search and rescue people trying to find this guy. So,
did he survive?
Yeah, he's alive. He Great. Made it out.
Now, Carl, when we come back, some people are thinking, what's this all about? Why is it so complicated? I just want to buy a radio and start talking right now. What's the big deal? Well, it is complicated. And let's talk a little bit about what it takes to get a license when we come back. Carl Black. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Carl Black's with us, and this is Amateur Radio 101. His call sign, KE0BKI. KE0BKI. My call sign, KE0AMH. And Carl is an extra class amateur radio operator, commonly referred to as a ham radio operator. Carl, what did you go through in order to get your first license, the technician license? What did you do?
Well, it was actually, for me, I found out about a class that was being held. There was an organization that held a class, and at the end of the class, I took a test, and I passed, and I received my license. But you don't actually have to go to that extreme, because I drove and spent a weekend up about 5 hours away from my house here in the state of Missouri to do that. And all you have to do is get online, and there's two, well, actually, there's a whole bunch of websites. But there's two free websites that I'm fully aware of. One of them is QRZ.com. The other is the ARRL website. And they both offer free testing. You literally sit there and you can take the test as many times as you want until you feel comfortable enough to walk into an actual, testing site and take the test. And you're not penalized anything as you're taking the test. There's 35 questions on the test. Now, the technician test, for the most part, is nothing more than regulations. It's basic information. it's going to cover what you should and shouldn't do, frequency bands, and certain basic information. General gets a little more intense, covers some electronics and things like that. The extra is, it can be a lot of electronics, but you don't have to get that. The general actually is where all the fun is, because that gets you into the HS spectrum. The technician lets you talk basically in your region on 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and some of the other local frequencies that most of the amateurs in your area are going to be talking on, and it makes you comfortable. Having said that, check out your local amateur radio club. For us, it's W0QMF. We hold a meeting the first Monday of every month, and you can look us up, Southeast Missouri Amateur Radio Club. You know, go on our website. It tells you where we meet, and you can come to the meeting and take the test. And you pass the test, and then a couple of weeks you'll get on the FCC site, you'll have your amateur license. For out in your area, it's actually the Southwest Missouri Amateur Radio Club. Now, if for people that are basically have just gotten a teaser to this because they've just tuned you in today, there is a what's called Field Day that's coming up on April 25th and 26th. I mean, not April, June 25th and 26th. Now, I'm not sure where it is. The Southwest Missouri Amateur Radio Club does not post where it is. For us, ours is going to be at Klaus Park, right off of I-55 at exit 99. But what we're going to do is we're going to set up a mobile field radio station. And we're going to talk to people wherever we can. We may talk to people in Canada, Mexico, Europe, wherever we can get a hold of somebody. But people can literally come out, look at the radios, they'll see what's going on, and figure this out, and we can talk to them about taking the test, too.
Carl Blacksmith, so, Carl, when you get that the date, can you give us a call or give me a call? Let me know when it is, and we can let more of our class learn about that so that they can show up and attend. And it's absolutely free, isn't it?
Yeah, it's free.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, this weekend I'll be in Sevierville, Tennessee, Saturday and Sunday, and I'll be at the RK Prepper Show. It's a gun show, and it's a preparedness show, and there are seminars running two at a time Saturday and Sunday. And let me just give you a quick rundown of some of the seminars. Basics of Body Armor. Jeremy Bailey is going to be teaching that. He's a friend of mine. You'll find that fascinating. And then I'm going to teach one that's called Preparing Through Business Tax Deductions. Basically, I'm going to teach you how to start your own business and take the same tax deductions the rich take. Why give it to them? Why give it to the other team, right? Start your own business and take advantage of the rules that are in play legally, lawfully. Colloidal silver. Food storage. Craig Douglas will be teaching that. Passive solar greenhouse building. And then urban survival. essential oils, radiation detection and preparedness, society ending events. And that's Saturday. Sunday, body armor, and then food storage, urban survival. I'm going to be teaching a seminar on Sunday about lies, the fantastic lies. And I'm going to teach you how to ferret the truth out for yourself. And that's on Sunday. So that's the RK Prepper Show. It's $12 at the door. And if you'd like to join us for dinner, we're having a Dutch treat dinner for USA Preparers instructors and students and guests. And that will be Saturday. Come find me at the event, and we'll make sure that we figure out where we're going to go and how to get there. So you can go to usapreparers.com, page number one, for information, or you can go to rkpreppershows.com for full information as well. Carl Black, what I did was something that I don't know if everybody does it, but I guess they don't. But what I did was I just bought the book. I got it from Gordon West, and it's called The Technician Class, FCC Element 2 Amateur Radio License Preparation. Has all the questions in it, has all the answers in it, and all the study material, and I studied it for one day. I literally did nothing but read this book with a yellow highlighter underlined, took my notes, and then sat for the exam and passed the exam. It can be done. It can be done. I don't know if it's the easy or the hard way, but that's what I did.
Well, I had a friend that actually walked in and took the test because he had been involved in amateur radio, not licensed in any way, shape, or form, but he sat down, took the test, and passed it.
Mm-hmm. I've heard stories like
so
that.
So, yeah, you don't even have to study anything to go and actually pass the test, but he had a background to be able to do that. So that's why I was mentioning the two websites. It gives you an opportunity to see what the questions are going to be like at no cost. Because both of those websites I gave you are free, whereas, you know, if you want to buy the book, I actually have the ARRL general and extra class license manuals that I use to study in order to get my license. And then I've got a ARRL antenna book, which is about 2.5 inches thick, and they're all sitting on my shelf, and I refer to them to, you know, get information, but I'm still asking people questions, and I'm still going back to information. I mean, there's one area that they took off the test, and that's continuous, or CW. People were basically scared away from amateur radio because of CW, but I still think it's something that people need to learn and they need to know, and it is what enables people to be able to really communicate huge distances. You can talk 6,000 miles on CW, where you may not be able to talk voice 3,000 miles. So it's just a huge difference that it gives you to be able to talk to people. So, and you're not going to be saying huge, long stories on CW, but, you know, it's a way of communication. And that's something that
CW,
the whole...
CW is Morse code. CW is Morse code.
Right. So, yeah, that's the common name for it, is Morse code. But it's not a requirement to take the test anymore. So a lot of people do not study it. They don't know it. And so finding people to teach you Morse code, finding books on Morse code is difficult. So it can be a difficult prospect to learn, but there are specific frequencies set up for Morse code within the radio spectrum. But it, I hear a lot of people talk about how much fun they have dealing with Morse code, but then there's a lot of other, you get into the technical world, and you can send computerized video, you can send all kinds of computer data through amateur radio that it used to be in the past. None of this was available to us. So there are all kinds of new and developing things. They've hooked the internet up to amateur radio. So literally things that people thought of 15 and 30 years ago, you know, just like computers, amateur radio is developing. And the only way to find out about it is to get involved with it. So it's a form of communication, but it's, you've got to get into it and study it. And if you're a technical geek like I am, then this is definitely a fun hobby, and but it can also be an expensive. Some of the things that I would recommend, I know, talk about a lot of disaster situations. You know, in the event of a huge disaster situation, you always want to have backups. So just because you have a great functioning radio, it's always kind of good to have a backup radio that you can pull in case that primary radio gets hit with a power surge. And, you know, so you got to be cost effective with what you're dealing with here. You know, you go out and buy a $7,000 radio, it may not be cost effective for most people to go and have a second $7,000 radio. A Bofang radio that costs $35 on Amazon, you might be able to have five or six of them. That's just an observation. You know, so it's always good to be able to try and have stuff in redundancy. That way, and this is one of the things your law enforcement and fire departments may not be in a situation of, and if you can walk into a hospital or a law enforcement area and hand them a radio because all of a sudden all their radio equipment's dead, you know, you may have just helped them out immensely, and now they're indebted to you. So that's goodwill. Something you're passing back to the community.
You know, so Carl Bach, I'm looking at these are all valid points. Yeah, there are a number of people who are interested in, what do I buy? Just tell me what to buy. Make it easy for me. It's not all that easy, is it?
Well, it really isn't. There are two radios that if I was going way off the grid and I had to go, because we just didn't have anything, the first radio I'd look at would be a Yaesu FT817ND. And my reasoning for this is it's a battery-operated radio. It's only a 5-watt radio, but it runs on all frequencies. So you're going to have a few antennas to be able to operate this radio. But you can literally communicate with anybody with this kind of a radio. Its cousin is a Yaesu FT-857D. Now, that one would go in a vehicle. Both of them are, you know, the 817ND would go in a backpack. But if you got to hike out of someplace, that's the radio you want. So, I mean, if all of a sudden you're in a situation and you have to leave your farm and you have to hike to Texas, you, Vincent, are going to want an 817ND to go to Texas. Because you can buy a little solar-powered system, and you can then be able to talk all the way to Texas. You can have that little solar-powered panel and recharge your battery on your radio and find where it's safe and where it isn't and where you can cross, what bridge may be down, and get
hold
out
thought,
where the
thought,
problem is.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com. today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This can be slight and when you go to DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I want to thank you for being in class today. I just happened to check TalkStream Live. We're number 22 nationally on TalkStream Live. And on GCN, top GCN live streams, number 2. Thank you so much. I'm very humbled, and I know our instructors thank you for, thank all of you for sharing your wealth of knowledge with your friends, and thank you for being in class today. I wanted to say that I went to eBay, and I looked up that Yaesu FT817ND. Currently, there's one for sale, 7 bids, 3 days remaining, $528. That's the smaller of the two radios. Then there's the FT857D, and that is used 1 day, 7 hours remaining, $540 on eBay, 3 bids so far. So it seems that we're not the only ones that know about those particular radios, and they are for sale. So what do you think that a Yaesu 857D, the higher-powered 100-watt radio, would end up selling for? Carl Black, do you have any idea?
Well, in the retail stores, the 857 typically goes for about $800 to $900, depending upon which company you go with. The 817 should go for no more than $600. So, okay. I mean, that's basically what you're looking at. If it hits more than $600, you need to stop bidding on it. Those are the prices, because you can buy it for retail in those ranges. At a store brand new in the box.
What else would we need to go with this? So let's say we get the FT-857 and we buy it, and let's say it sells for $600, that particular radio.
Well, the 857, now, what do we need? Want automobile antennas. You're going to want to have a HF antenna. You're going to want a 2-meter antenna. You're going to want a UHF antenna. So you're basically going to have 3 antennas on your vehicle with the 857. It's basically the same thing, but the antennas are all portable. There's a couple of companies, and you've got YouTube videos out there that beat each other up. Probably the most pronounced company is a company called Chameleon, and they are mil-spec. And they would they literally have antennas designed to work with both of these radios. And the main reason I picked both of these radios is they're all frequency. You get everything in one package. And they're the only company right now that is producing an all package radio. Other companies used to do it, but they've stopped doing it. And I don't know why. I can't explain why they're not doing it anymore, but they used to have it. Now you can still find some of their older models at some of the ham fests. So their radios are still out there, but you know, they're not making anything brand new that you can buy off the shelf. And that's why these are literally, this is the market right now for all frequency.
Mm-hmm. Carl Black, would you recommend, before buying a radio, going to a ham fest, kind of like that event you're talking about?
Well, you out where you live, you've got a really good ham fest. However, you've got to be really careful going into the ham fest because it's buyer beware. Okay. A friend of mine went and bought a piece of equipment that he thought was going to be good, and he got taken. So,
Carl, we are out of time. Class, thanks so much for being with us.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.